Welcome to our podcast where we delve into all things business in English, exploring strategies, leadership, entrepreneurship, and more. In recent Adidas developments, Kasper Ristad, the CEO of the global sportswear brand, defended Kanye West, the well-known rapper and fashion designer, against allegations of anti-Semitic remarks. Ristad firmly denied these allegations, sincerely believing in West's innocence and insisting that the artist had no intent of making anti-Semitic comments. He emphasized his conviction that West is not a bad person, but despite this staunch defense of the artist, Adidas has decided to discontinue their profitable partnership due to the scandal. Ristad bemoaned the impact on the business owing to the controversy over West's comments, yet held strong in his defense of the artist and his disbelief in any malevolent intent behind the remarks. This situation underscores the complexities faced by brands in managing their business relationships with high-profile individuals. Adidas has exemplified this delicate balance, with the brand's firm defense of West juxtaposed against the end of their lucrative collaboration. The unfolding controversy involving Kanye West and his partnership with Adidas, notable for the successful Yeezy line, presents an uncertain future for both parties in terms of reputation and prospective business endeavors. Keep an eye out for further updates on this ongoing situation. In recent developments related to Amazon, the e-commerce behemoth has been making some notable decisions. The company has decided to refrain from imposing a 2% fee on Prime sellers who opt out of its in-house fulfillment services. This is in response to concerns regarding the impact of seller sentiment on program participation. Simultaneously, in preparation for the upcoming holiday season, Amazon is bolstering its workforce by hiring a vast 250,000-strong contingent. This labor force, which includes full-time, part-time, and seasonal roles, is set out to cater to the anticipated surge in demand, with some positions offering earnings up to $28 per hour. Amid these updates, Amazon has been embroiled in some contentious issues. Recently, data analysis pointed to Amazon office mandates disproportionately affecting women, triggering significant debates around workplace equality. Despite this, company executives continue to stand by their policies. In another incident, raising concerns about the security of doorstep deliveries, a DPD driver was recorded stealing an Amazon package, thereby underscoring the challenges encountered by e-commerce firms in ensuring reliable delivery services. Further controversy surfaced with alleged revelations of Amazon executives authorizing clandestine sign-ups for their Prime membership program. Such actions, reportedly leading to millions of unsuspecting customers subscribing to Prime at the checkout, underscore potential issues relating to transparency and consumer trust. That concludes today's roundup of Amazon-related news. Stay tuned for the latest updates on the e-commerce titan and its most recent initiatives. Thank you for joining us today as we delved into the intriguing world of business, offering valuable insights and thought-provoking discussions to inspire and empower our listeners.